Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's how we bring you today's feature, which is using an app to market your small business, how one company aims to make it more affordable to have and maintain one. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. An app for your small business after this. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. How far do you go in promoting your small business? Website? Social media? Advertising? How about your own app to better connect with customers? Here's insight from Max Bluvband, founder and CEO of a company called Apps Village, which does app marketing for small business. Max, explain what you do.
Okay, so every business owner must have today a website, a Facebook page, a newsletter. But the most strongest channel for getting to your loyal customers and making the best awareness for your business is an app. An app exactly like Starbucks or H&M or other businesses has. An app is the most convenient way to reach your customers. However, as you know, an app is a very expensive thing. It takes a lot of time to develop it. And the most important thing, the business owners are very expert in all business, but they are much less expert in technology.
Yeah.
And this is what we are solving, actually. We're helping them to get an app in 30 seconds. Branded both for Google and the App Store.
Very good. Let me ask you this: Do we have a better line? Can we do Skype by telephone?
Wait. Let me try to switch the microphone here. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, it's much better, much better. Yeah.
Okay, great. Sorry about it. Okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right. Let's start that again.
Okay, no problem.
Just because I want to be able to, I want to make sure we can use everything, and I don't want to have to delete stuff. So start from the beginning, if
sure.
You would, please. Kind of give us the basics of what Apps Village does and what it offers.
Okay, so as you probably know, every business owner has already a website. It has a Facebook page. It has newsletters and text messaging mechanism to get to this customer, to its customers. But the most strongest channel to your customers is an app, exactly like Starbucks or H&M or other or McDonald's that has an app. This is the most strongest channel to your most loyal customers. The problem is that an app costs a lot of money, and it takes a lot of time to develop it. And moreover, business owners are very expert in their own business. They are much less expert in tech.
Yeah.
So even if they had, let's say, $100,000 to spend on an app, it's very challenging.
Mm.
And here is where we get into the picture. We give a very easy do-it-for-you, not do-it-yourself platform that turns your Facebook page into a branded app, both for the App Store and the Google Market.
Oh, very good. So, when you said developing an app can be expensive, what would a small business owner, I don't know, have to pay to have an app made?
So it varies on the spec, but it ranges between $25,000 to $120,000. Depends on what kind of an app.
Mm-hmm.
And after you did it already, which takes an average about between 8 to 18 months to get it out. Every device, every new device costs more money, right? The iPhone 8 and iPhone 9 and every Samsung and or any other device, right? So you keep paying a lot of money, a couple of $1,000 for each new device.
Yeah.
And it's a never-ending story.
Okay. And that's where you come in.
Right, right. We provide, you get to the, if you get to our website and you subscribe, subscribe means you just log in with Facebook. For around $20 a month, you start getting an app, branded app, with only your name and logo, which a lot of good new features that will help you to maintain and retain your most loyal customers.
All right, so this seems to me now that even maybe the smallest of small businesses would be able to afford an app, no?
Right, right. Our customers today ranges between small nail salons to 70 stores chain beauty, clothing shops chain.
Okay. So what would you mentioned a nail salon. So what service would the nail salon provide through an app, like to schedule an appointment, for example?
Right. So in the app, you get the most strongest features you need for your customers. One is to schedule an appointment. You can send push notifications, you know, those alerts with your discounts. You can make full sales. I mean, you can put, let's say, a shirt or a coupon for sale, and you can buy it with PayPal or with credit card. Or you can chat with your customers. The customer has a lot of questions about your discounts. You can chat with them. In the next week, we will add a cashback mechanism, which is a very strong mechanism to retain your customers.
Yeah.
That they get some kind of percent of money back for each sale, and some other very powerful stuff there.
Generally speaking, how much more business do you tell someone they can do with an app? Is there a particular percentage that seems to be a rule of thumb?
Right. So 80% most of the business, 80% of their revenues come from 25 to 35% of their loyal customers.
Yeah.
So their business investing already very much to get new customers, while he can get much more money from their loyal customers. Actually, it costs 7 times more to reach a new customer than make your loyal customer to get back to your store or to get you back to your business again.
Wow.
So this is one statistic. Second statistic is that if you invest in retention 5%, you can get, depends on your business, status and time, yeah, but you can be between 20% to 70% increase in your revenue.
Mm.
The thing is that to make a retention, what usually business do today is newsletters, as you probably know,
yeah,
text messaging, but today in 2018 almost, it's considered as a spam, okay, that you send text and you send newsletter, the conversion rate is very low. While conversion rate of a newsletter is a 4% conversion, I mean the CTR, the number of people that open it, actually it's about 4% out of your all mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
When you send a notification and alert to your your app holder, about more than 40% open this notification.
Wow.
So this is a complete different game changer.
Mm.
Another thing which is very important is that we help businesses to promote their app. I mean, every business owner has the app admin, app manager. There you put content and you manage your appointments and everything, you chat with your customers. We give the opportunity with basic 1 or 2 clicks to promote your app in your social networks, in Facebook or in your newsletter. we actually help them to make it easy for them. They don't need to take a digital agency to start promoting, and it's very easy to do that. We do everything for them because we understand that the business owners are very busy managing their business. They cannot be a digital agency as well.
Right, right. We're speaking with Max Bluvband. He's the founder and CEO of a company called Apps Village. They do app marketing for small businesses. He's based in Tel Aviv, Israel. Tell me about your company for just a minute. How many employees do you have?
So we're about 10 employees. But this is like an inner employees. We now launched about a month ago in the U.S. We are backed with a really big office family fund for more than $100 million that invested in the company, mm-hmm. all are coming from the digital arena.
How do you feel about your growth potential at this point?
So we are very pleased with the feedback that we get from the market, from our customers. We see that we understand the pain of them want to retain customers but don't have the knowledge or the time or the tools of doing that. We believe that we found the right formula of making them create an app within seconds and actually helping them to submit it to the App Store, to promote it. I give you another very nice example. When you send a text message, you just need to spell it right, if you have a discount. But when you send a notification and alert to your customers, you need a graphics, a very nice graphics.
Yeah.
And we understand that most of the businesses don't have graphic designer.
Right.
So what we did, every time you put a coupon or a sale or just an update you would want to send to your customers, we give them a very nice template that they can only change the picture there or the numbers and the text, and they create in seconds very nice a media or a very nice picture with the graphics with the discount that they want to update.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the approach of you don't do it yourself. We do everything for you. You just need to do the minimum and to subscribe to the app, and we will develop, create it, submit it, and we'll give you the manager that you can put all the discounts you have and do the things that you are actually expert in, it, which is promoting your business.
Yeah. How about yourself? Did you identify a certain skill set that you have and then decide that you needed someone else to sort of complement or supplement what skills you did not have when you launched?
You mean as a founder of the company?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is my second company that I've already founded, but it's all about taking the right team with you, looking for the right team that will complete you. You cannot do anything by yourself. Actually, you cannot do anything by yourself. You need to be to find the right team members that will go with you.
Right.
This was the first stage. The second stage is to concentrate on the things that you are good in. We are me and my team members are actually their expertise is mobile. We are more than 20 years in the mobile arena, and this is what was important, that we stayed focused on this arena.
Yeah, and what are your skills?
I'm in the past time I'm in the complete the bachelor science in computer science, but I'm an entrepreneur in the tech arena, in mobile, in the internet, etc.
Thanks, Max. That's Max Bluvband, founder and CEO of Apps Village, which does app marketing for small business. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.